We're launching into hour number three. The toll-free number is 800-259-9231, and that is the SACL CAI toll-free line for you, 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Guard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. All the features on the site completely free, so enjoy those on us. That again, freetalklive.com. Let's go right into the phone calls and talk to Ben in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Ben.
Hi, Ian.
Hey, Ben. What's on
I have some news here about Ron Paul. Apparently, today ABC published an article. They called it the Ron Paul Effect. Have you read this yet?
Yes.
They finally acknowledged his existence.
Which they didn't want to do at all.
No.
I have a feeling John Stossel might have been a factor.
Gee, I hope. I kind of like him, but
yeah.
But anyway, this article starts by talking about how he won by a landslide in both online polls from ABC News and MSNBC,
mm-hmm.
but they kind of try to dust it off as maybe some crazy fanatics gaming the polls, trying to...
It doesn't even sound like maybe when they do it. They basically say, look, he doesn't have any real support, people. This is all just smoke and mirrors put on by that crazy internet with those weird computer hacker people.
Yeah.
Yeah, they even give you the they say that it could be just one person who found a way to vote 1,000 times, which they
right.
know, they should know, is completely impossible. But the thing I wanted to bring 9, up about
9,000 times.
Yeah, it'd be 9,000, 11,000 times on their own poll,
yeah.
and then God only knows how many times on the MSNBC poll, because there were like 80,000 people who voted in that.
Mm-hmm. That's great.
But the real story here is in the comments section of that news story. And you can't tell me that it got, how many digs? This thing got about 1,200 digs by now on dig.com,
mm-hmm.
and there are only, on the webpage here, for the news story itself, 113 comments. And there are comments on the front page of that now claiming that they've been deleting comments. And this whole evening, I've been watching the number of comments undulating between the high 80s to mid 90s, up and down again. Comments have been getting deleted.
Hmm. You know, it doesn't surprise me. It really doesn't. There are people that are working in major media that have a vested interest in continuing the status quo, and somebody like a Ron Paul who comes along to rock the boat, they don't like it. They don't appreciate it. They're going to do whatever they can to shut down his message, including micromanaging posts like that. I totally believe it.
A lot of them will just be malicious.
But, you know, I don't. Yeah, they might have just been deleting some really, you know, weird or crazy comments.
Mm-hmm.
But if they're trying to censor it, they are doomed to fail because there has not been a single comment in this entire comment thread for the news story that has not been pro Ron Paul.
You can't win. They will not be able to win against the internet. Dig.com, we talked about their story last week when Dig.com had gotten a cease and desist from a set of lawyers in regards to the HD DVD encryption code, which was a string of numbers. It was posted on their website. They had gotten a cease and desist. They honored the cease and desist by removing that story from their site. As a result of that, the users of their site were outraged and started posting story after story after story, all with that forbidden string of numbers in it, to the point where, and they were digging them up and making them more popular, to the point where Dig.com had to step back and say, we can't do anything. We'll have to take our site off, offline if we continue to do this. Our users are saying no. Our users are saying we want to post this code. And so finally Dig.com got behind their users and said, screw you to the lawyers. We're going to continue to allow this to happen. You know, when the internet, when the people on the internet decide they want to do something, good luck trying to stop them.
You know, it's interesting. I get emails from various publishing companies, and one publishing company, they'll promote their authors, and if there's a particular story that seems pertinent and they're still promoting this author in his or her book, they'll say, oh, you know, this story's in the news, here's how it pertains, our book pertains to that issue. And they were promoting this one person who was talking about intellectual property rights and how this dig.com story really shows that we need to protect intellectual property rights. I'm like, boy, oh boy, you know, can you dust off your ancient age?
Right.
I mean, do you read tablets still? Do you use a chisel? I mean,
there's no stopping.
There's no possible way. And, you know, I've mentioned before, like Danko Jones, one of my favorite musicians. Danko, if it weren't for the internet, Danko would not have been opening for the Rolling Stones in Europe. because he promotes himself on the internet. He allows people to download his music. He's in favor of downloading. He got bumped from his Canadian Canadian label because he was in favor of
politics.
Downloading. Yeah, and he said, "Hey, you know what? People wouldn't know about me. I wouldn't know about Danko Jones if there was no such thing as downloading."
Ben, thanks for the alert. Appreciate the call. 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll free line. You know, since he brought up Ron Paul, I mentioned that. I went to Ron's website after all the hullabaloo from last week, and right there on his issues page is his opinion on immigration.
Oh, yeah.
And it's lacking. It's I've got to almost completely disagree with it. But I'll give you his 6-point plan here. He says, the talk must stop. We must secure our borders now. A nation without secure borders is no nation at all. It makes no sense to fight terrorists abroad when our own front door is left unlocked. This is my 6-point plan. Number one, physically secure our borders and coastlines. We must do whatever it takes to control entry into our country before we undertake complicated immigration reform proposals. I mean, you lost me at number one, Ron. I'm going to have a tough time voting for this guy. I understand he's the best of all the candidates, but this is really anti-freedom sort of mentality here.
So impressed.
Ron, you should know better than this, Ron, because the war on drugs is an abject failure. You can't stop drugs from getting into your own prisons, and now you want to do whatever it takes to control entry to the coast and to the border? That's impossible.
You know that I agree with you, that I agree with what, you know,
that's a big government proposal right there.
It absolutely is.
Huge. Is he pandering? Does he really think this way?
I don't know. He's softened his message since he's been
this
running.
This is his official message on his website.
Correct, but he's softened it recently, and he probably hasn't updated his website. It doesn't seem like they spend a whole bunch of time there on that website. But, you know, now he's saying that we should stop welfare and all that other stuff.
That's in this. It's one of the 6 steps that I agree with, obviously.
Right.
But, come on, where are your principles, Ron? You can't stop people from coming to this country.
And, you know, it's just that type of mindset that put forward things like Real ID and the immigration proposals that they're still hatching between
against.
The House and Senate. Now,
he's against the Real ID.
He's been against Real ID. And one of the things that they proposed, Sensenbrenner proposed this thing. They had immigration proposals about this, and Tam Crato and all these guys are in favor of it. They want to have businesses register and report all of their hires and provide documentation for all their hires to the federal government, and if they don't, they can be fined thousands of dollars.
The program's already in place. You know that, right?
No.
That program, there's a voluntary version of that program in place right now.
Oh,
and
man.
Thousands of business owners have volunteered into the program. They want to make it mandatory on everyone.
Oh,
so the infrastructure's there.
Well,
it's just a matter
of... That's the thing. Workably, the only way that Ron Paul could try to secure our borders... See, the first thought is, secure the borders, i.e., a physical barrier and the docks, which is like, how the heck are you going to do that, okay? Then you say to yourself, well, if you want to try to secure the borders, then the only way to try to do anything to secure the borders is, how are you going to know whether or not the border security is working unless you can check to see who is inside the United States, how many people are you arresting, and... That then leads you to, well, we're going to have to find out if these people have fake documents and if they're employed. It's all a lattice. It goes right down the line.
And as it goes down that line, our freedoms get eroded. Our freedom to do business, as you pointed out. Our freedom to hire people without having to ask the federal government for permission.
Yeah.
I mean, all these things are going to be destroyed in the name of national purity, whatever the heck
absolutely.
That is.
And our productivity decreases. Our standard of living will be decreased because of this. You know, who was it? The former Fed chairman, Alan Greenspan, spoke out today. And he spoke out in favor of unlimited immigration because he says it helps us.
Yes.
It's good for us.
It's the only thing that's keeping the Fed afloat at this point.
Exactly.
You know, I mean, the immigrants come here and they work cheaply, and they're buying things out there, and they're keeping the economy afloat. If you get rid of them, watch the crash.
He's got five more points on his little 6-point plan here, and you'll see he's going to try to sound like a Law and Order guy here in a few moments, which is also kind of scary to me. You know, after reading this, I really want to talk to the guy and find out what his mindset is here, because it seems to me that he's either playing politician and pandering just to get votes, or he really believes it, which is scary. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronic, photo, cell phone, office product, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supply, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I need to get my feet in shape for summer. But every time I get a pedicure, my feet look great. For a while, anyway. Then I have to go right back again because they get dry so quickly.
Listen, haven't you heard about Calex ointment? I use it regularly on my heels and they stay looking great. And my feet feel as good as they look.
What's the name again? Wait, I'm getting my pen out.
It's Calex. C-A-L-L-E-X.
What makes Calex ointment so different?
It's got these natural enzymes that quickly exfoliate dry, cracked feet and leave your feet feeling soft and smooth, just like a baby's bottom.
For soft, silky feet that look great in sandals, use enzyme-rich moisturizing Calex ointment. It's diabetic-friendly and found in the foot care section of Walgreens, Long's, Snyder's Drug, Bilo, Car Drug, HEB grocery stores, medicine shop pharmacies, and Rite Aid.
Hey, there's a drugstore. I'll be right back. I'm getting some Calex.
Attention gardeners, this is an urgent GCN self-reliance update. GCN has just discovered a new bioactive superfood for garden plants, flowers, and herbs. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's so effective at producing rapid plant growth that it seems to almost force plants to grow like crazy under practically any soil and light conditions. Now, here's the best part for our listeners who garden for self-reliance. ProtoGrow's unique blend of sea nutrients maximizes mineral uptake and dramatically increases bloom set, creating maximum plant growth in minimum time. ProtoGrow works by providing geometric keys, which have the capacity to actually unlock the genetic code for nutritional uptake in plants. ProtoGrow's full-spectrum plant fertility means fruits and vegetables with extraordinary taste and up to 10 times the nutritional value. And if you want to double or triple the potency of herbs or wheatgrass, you can. If you want to grow nutritionalized superfoods with non-hybrids, it's now easy. GCN listeners who want to grow dirt cheap superfoods should visit the ProtoGrow website at growlikecrazy.com. That's www.growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, your show. Bring up what you want. Toll-free number, 800-259-9231, the SACL CAI toll-free line. It is Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
1-800-259-9231. You can join us on our website, freetalklive.com. The wiki is there, over 1,300 pages. That's right, 1,300 pages created by listeners just like you. You can go in and edit it to your heart's content. It is the listener editable version of our website. It's a lot of fun. Wiki.freetalklive.com. And did your Do you have a company that needs to try something new in the area of collections? SACL CAI does collections, early outbilling, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL's employees are trained in resolving issues for your customers and treating them with respect. They know that not only do you want to collect your money, but you'd like to keep your clients, too. SACL CAI, check out their banner at freetalklive.com or call 800-544-6359. Do business with businesses that support Free Talk Live. That's SACL CAI, 1-800-544-6359. We are breaking down Ron Paul, his proposal, his six-point plan for immigration. Now, I like Ron Paul. Don't get me wrong, okay? I don't want you to misunderstand. This isn't anything personal against the guy.
It's just a simple disagreement.
He's
you're not slamming.
He's wrong on this one. I mean, he's right on so many issues. He's right about making government smaller. He's right about liberty. He's right about freedom. But this six-point plan, or at least some of the points here, are in direct contradiction with the principles this man claims to uphold.
Right.
And I really think this is either... I believe this to be political pandering, because if you were a libertarian presidential candidate in the 1980s, as he was in 1988, you know a thing or two about principle, okay? And so somehow he's gotten away from his principles and understanding that big government fails, it creates unintended consequences, and it never does what it intended to do, and if it can do anything, it always does it at a cost that's 10 times higher than they'd originally estimated.
Well, this would be the complaint that a free marketeer like yourself would have about a libertarian like me who believes in some government somewhere. Ron Paul's scared about immigration.
He's scared about coming out in favor of immigration.
No, I think he's scared of... he's from Texas.
Yeah.
He's there. He sees what it's like. They're inundated, and largely because, I would imagine, largely because of the government being involved, making welfare and all that, mm-hmm. this other stuff, drawing people in faster. He sees immigration. He sees it as bad. He doesn't see that it can be controlled by the free market, and so he's going to put a government program in place.
I don't want to put words in his mouth like that. I don't know what he sees. I don't know what he thinks. But it seems to me that he's not thinking with principle on this particular issue. Because if you were to ask Ron Paul, now Ron Paul, you know, obviously he's campaigning as a Republican. I'm looking at his issues page here, and I don't see, you know, the drug war. He's got a personal liberties section, but I don't think it actually addresses the drug war.
Too much with his ability to campaign. He has managed to get himself elected several, every 2 years.
No doubt about it. And he's running against a bunch of other Republicans who are all taking the same tact, you know, more immigration controls, more programs, more bureaucracies. And so to that end, his message on immigration is somewhat different. And we'll go down the rest of his points here in a moment. But he's obviously still trying to stay in that camp and appeal to the Republicans, who he obviously feels are very upset about the immigration issue.
All Americans are.
Well, because they've been misinformed and they've been lied to, and it's unfortunate that you can see Ron Paul come out and tell the truth about the Federal Reserve, which is a huge issue, tell the truth about inflation, tell the truth about taxes. But yet he still toes the line on this particular issue, and I find it disappointing.
Well, the issues that you've just mentioned, Americans aren't passionate about, whatever their feelings are. How is the Federal Reserve doing?
They can be swayed, is what you're saying.
Right. You know, they're not passionate. Whereas when it comes to immigration, Americans are passionate that these damn brown people are coming over here and invading. They're taking our jobs.
They're passionate. Right. Two things I'd like to mention about this. First of all, there was a study done just recently. I think it was a county or a number of towns in Texas where some economists looked at just whether or not the immigrants, legal and illegal, are a draw or not a draw, beneficial or detrimental to the economy, mm-hmm. in Texas. And he found they are by far beneficial.
Of course they are.
Yeah,
well, especially on a local scale. When you start figuring in national stuff, it can be a problem. But yeah,
Yeah, well, so that's interesting coming from Texas, and you understand, and I think your point, Ian, you know, it does bother me, and I'd like to be able to talk to him to hear what he says so that I don't think he's being disingenuous, because
yeah.
I like to think he's an honest guy, and he really is speaking his principles and what he believes now. Maybe he changed his mind, maybe he thinks it's an immediate problem, maybe he thinks welfare is so bad, I don't know. But the other thing that bothers me about this is, and we were talking about this over the break, is that Ron Paul is a strict constructionist on the Constitution, has got to recognize, and I called it up on the computer, Mark,
mm-hmm.
that the only time the word immigration appears in the United States Constitution is Article 1, Section 9 of the Constitution, Clause 1, which says the migration or importations of such persons, and it's not even immigration, it's the migration or importations of such persons as any of the states now existing shall think proper to admit, shall not be prohibited by the Congress prior to the year 1808. Now, very interesting. A lot of people think that that pertains to slavery. But it could also pertain to migration or importation of such persons as any of the states now existing shall think proper to admit, okay? And Congress was prohibited until 1808 from enacting any laws on the states regarding the migration or importation of people from outside the country. Mm-hmm. But this is the key, and this is where you got to read the Constitution very strictly. It is the migration or importation of such persons as any of the states now existing, 1789.
So then what that... Okay, I'm going to have to unravel it a little bit.
Right.
Basically, it's saying that the states that are now existing
right.
Have enough people in... They could say, come 1809, that they've...
Congress could step in 1809 and say, okay, now we are going to tell you what your immigration laws are going to be. But up until 1808... it was always up to the original states, the original 13 states that signed on, the original states that signed on the Constitution. When they came in, it was not...
So you're saying it's legitimate, constitutionally legitimate, for the federal government to regulate the immigration policies for New England and the other...
The original states.
Now, hold on. It seems to me that what it's saying there is that, come 1809, the Congress can make, at that point we should have enough people here. Congress can make decisions for the original 13 states, which says that, a state can mature in their mind,
mm-hmm.
Which I would say that largely we have mature states around now. So that, to me, the spirit of the Constitution says that it would be okay for the federal government to regulate immigration.
I can see what you're saying. But I understand what you're saying, but I don't think so. And I just need to draw something that we were discussing during the break, which is, and hopefully the audience will find this interesting, look it up. 1787 Supreme Court ruling was the first time that the Supreme Court essentially ceded the power to control immigration in anything other than the original states to the Congress. The states had the power up until 1872 to control immigration in their states. It is a concept of federalism that I think Ron Paul would behoove him to understand it. It was up to the states. 1872, they passed a law to stop Chinese immigrants from working in the mines and working on the railroads because they were working
for less. They're taking our jobs!
Exactly. They were lower-priced competition, and that's when it started. 1875, look it up. People like Mark Levin and all these right-wingers are wrong. The Constitution states it clearly. Only the original states.
A lot of good that's going to do us now. Yeah. I mean, obviously, they ignore the Constitution at every possible opportunity. But one man who shouldn't be ignoring it is Ron Paul.
Right.
So we'll be holding his feet to the fire on this issue. More on the way. You take control. 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. And this is Free Talk Live.
JLS Research, the makers of all-natural and very effective Nobio deodorant, has now discovered very unique research that indicates those who have body odor may be deficient in a certain dietary component. Their new product, the First Responder, supplies the body with the missing link so that it can respond to the symptom called body odor. By using organics and enzymes to step up the body's ability to absorb more freely, the body begins to respond by taking in the missing nutrient. As it responds, body odor will then no longer be an issue. First Responder is the first of its kind, comprised of only four organics: grapeseed skin, grape seed, grapefruit seed, and garlic. It's so effective, you need only one organic capsule per day to keep the odor away. First Responder is 100% guaranteed. Go online and order First Responder at no-bo.com. Visit no-bo.com or call JLS Research at 850-723-8599. That's 850-723-8599.
Do you know what you can go solar for under $1,200 now? Hi, this is Ken Solar. As you may have heard by now, I've been designing alternative energy packages for over a decade. The solar power generators that I produce will get you all the solar power you need for your household essentials. Your refrigerator, your freezer, lights, fans, electric blankets, TV, radio, clocks, phones, computers, and a lot more. No gas, no fumes, and they're totally silent. Each solar power generator comes complete with everything you'll need, including the solar panel, a 3,000-watt peak inverter, a step-by-step quick setup sheet, and battery backup. I reached that point in my life where I just didn't want to have to rely on everyone else anymore. You know, power companies, government. Anyway, getting yourself free from the utility grid is a lot easier than you might think. Are you ready to go solar? Give me a call now at 239-677-3073 or order them on my website at a 10% discount on kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson, here for the 2007 Red Book. The commodity markets like gold, silver, copper, aluminum, and oil have exploded over the last year. This is a glaring testimonial of how quickly the U.S. dollar can be devalued. Many have turned to precious metals to provide a safe haven while increasing the potential profits. Though accumulating precious metals has been a proven method for the storage of wealth, it is important that you understand the market you are getting into. Midas Resources is offering the Red Book and Silver Dollar for only $27.95. The Red Book is the number one best-selling guide to gold and silver coins. Call for your copy today. It's 800-686-2237. If you've already accumulated or plan to get into the precious metals market, you simply must have the Red Book in your library. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
You're listening to GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show, and you can bring up what you want. Toll free, 800-259-9231. The SACL CAI toll free line. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Get signed up for the updates. We clue you in whenever there's something fresh to announce about the show. If you're on the updates list, and it's free, of course, so go to updates.freetalklive.com to get signed up. That's updates.freetalklive.com. You know, we'll have to continue the Ron Paul dissection here in a little while because the calls have been rolling in. We got to get to the phones. Right. Let's go first to Lee in Montana, listening on KGEZ. Lee, you're on Free Talk Live.
Well, good evening. Hey, you were just talking about the Chinese being banned from the country in 1878. But
yeah,
I have a great story about the Chinese. I manufactured and invented and developed my own product in 1990, and then 98, somebody decided that was pretty cool stuff because Lee's seven-year patent expires after for a design patent for the product, so we'll just clone it in Japan.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that didn't work, so then he went to Korea. That didn't work, so he went to China, thinking that's going to work. And he cloned a lot of other stuff, too, as we call them in the industry, a knockoff artist. And I had a customer call me from Arizona and said, hey, this guy's got like 1,000 units, and he's like, all but giving them away. You know, hey, here's the price and the whole bit. What are you going to do?
What's the product? I mean, before you continue the story, what product was it?
It's an aluminum automotive accessory.
Okay. Okay. And so someone called you to say that someone is dealing
he's trying to muscle in, and he's got like 300 items he's knocked off. He got a big shot in the arm financially, and went to China and had all this tooling made and blah, blah, blah. I said, well, there's only one way to handle that, and we got to beat him up in the marketplace.
And how'd you do it?
I got the price from him that was quoted. I said, yeah, I'll do that for that. 8 months. Guy literally had no sales. He still had like 900 and some units. So then he started doing a discount retail to the public, and I still beat him up. And it's 2007, and I'm still making my stuff, and he's still sitting on.
That's
good for you. So you're saying that this is a. You're saying that you were able to, without using government intervention, you were able to,
like
to take
me.
On a someone who is selling knockoffs of your product in the marketplace.
That's correct.
And did he have you beaten on beat on price?
Not that bad. Not that bad. About
so how do you what do you think the factor was that allowed you to beat him?
Well, I'd been in the market for 8 years for number one. Number two, I was told, you know, I haven't seen his product. Even tried to order his product from him through one of my other customers,
mm-hmm.
and got one of my products.
It cost
me
$7
to find out that this is still my box and my stuff, you know.
That's
anyway, hey, really, I've never seen it, but I'm told that, you know, a lot of it's polished aluminum, so, you know, it's shiny. It's all in the eye of the beholder, so it was shinier than what he was getting, but the weld quality was better, and these are manually welded.
Well, Lee, this is an eternal question for so many people, and you know, we brought up the Chinese immigrant thing before, whether it's immigrant labor that can be procured for less, freeing up more of our productive wealth to be spent on other new startup things, allowing us to get more for our money, not less for our money. The entire concept of a productive economy is to be able to get more for your money, not less. You don't want government to make the choices for you. And I find it fascinating to be able to talk to a man who had Chinese people making products in a foreign land based on maybe a design that you came up with.
Not jumping, maybe. It was.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, and taking your idea. So
there's not a thing I could do about it legally because
yeah.
it was a design patent.
And why bother? Then that's just going to raise your costs. I mean, if you have to hire a lawyer and go through all those
problems. Who has the biggest checkbook? That's what it always boils down to. Kodak and Polaroid proved that with their camera, that Instamatic camera. Who had the biggest checkbook to sue each other?
Well,
I knew that wasn't it, and I said, well, it's the old Montana fashion. It's settled in the marketplace.
Right, Lee, way to go. And that's the thing that I wanted to get to is, you know, this brings up a couple questions. First, you have the abstract concept of copyright or patent protection, which many people look at as the only way to protect someone's product and allow
bogus.
Him to get the rewards. What did you say? Did you say bogus?
Yeah,
awesome.
Bogus.
That is great. And you're a guy who's
been
affected.
I might have been talking
affected.
To Dave.
Lee, you got to speak up more because this is the type of thing that people need to understand that although we sometimes reflexively think that, yes, the government should enforce someone's patent to his idea and his product, that in a world of freedom, you don't put the government in the way of other people taking something, finding out how it was designed, and then putting it out there in the market.
You know,
themselves.
The fact is this guy, he hired whatever Chinese manufacturing firm to create this ripoff, and he cut some corners. He didn't do the welds as expensively. He probably cut some corners on cost. And as a result, he had a slightly inferior product, and that ended up hurting him in the long run. And you ended up beating him, not only because you'd been doing it longer and you'd had the experience, but you just had a better product as well. And congratulations
to you. Letting him win. It was as simple as that. And being Montana boys, we'll do a little less to maintain our job. We'll work harder and take a little less money.
Well, hey,
because now we know we have a job and we have some money coming in, and that's kind of the way it works. I don't know how it is over here, but it's just something in people's training that.
That's how it has to be when you own your own company. You have to be prepared to make sacrifices, and you know, standing on principles, as far as I'm concerned, is very important.
It's an inspirational story.
Yeah.
Thank you for the lead.
That's why I got 17 years doing this product in an industry that my accountant said wouldn't last 10. So,
Lee,
and it's growing. That's even scarier. But I'm not bragging on my own stuff. But
yeah.
The whole point is Americans can compete. Dial in, focus, and I got to tell you, for the first couple of months, I was kind of, my hemorrhoids were acting up. I was like, oh, my God, what am I going to do? This guy's gone to China.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh. I mean, he's going to take me out. He's going to sell these things for $12.
Quick question for you, Lee. We've got other calls here. We got to get on them.
I just wanted to check with you, Lee, before you go. If it's possible, I don't know if he could email you guys through the website or contact you. I would like to be able to get in touch with you, Lee. I don't know if you'd be interested, but this is the type of thing I think would be excellent for an article for Foundation for Economic Education and the Von Mises website.
Well, why don't you give out your email address card?
Great, Lee. Email me. I am at ELG, and then another G, RA, N as in Nancy, D as in dog, E as in elephant. It's LG Grande. It's Spanish for the big G at MSN.com.
So there you go. Yeah. And by the way, Gard, thank you for the call, Lee. We appreciate it. By the way, we've got to get you on our About the Show website. I think I mentioned you need to get me a bio.
Oh,
one
sure,
of these
yeah.
Days. And we
yeah,
can get you a Gardner at Free Talk Live address. It'll be easier.
Awesome.
Yeah, just Gardner at Free Talk Live would be a heck of a lot easier.
Great.
We've got to keep going to calls here. Let's talk to Vincent in California. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Vincent.
What's going on?
Vincent?
Hey, hello?
What's on your mind?
Hey, I'm just calling about your interview with Russell Canning on Saturday.
Yes, sir.
I really, really enjoyed that. That guy is... Pretty amazing guy.
He's an amazing guy.
The reason I'm calling is because whenever news comes out about Russell Canning, like when you guys interview him or when he gets arrested or whatever, there's a lot of negative comments on the BBS and on the NH Free forum of people are
divided.
They're very opinionated
on what he's doing and that kind of thing. I can't say that I think that necessarily driving without a driver's license is working on the most important aspects of freedom and liberty, but I think Russell's a pretty amazing dude. I mean,
it's the path he's chosen, and he's walking that path in a principled way, and some people support him, some people think he's hurting the movement, and you know what? Let him critique him. That's fine. It's freedom of speech.
I don't see how they're hurting. What kind of PR does the movement need? If we get 20,000 people in this state and we're all working towards liberty, we'll get it. And I just don't see that some people working this way and some people working that way.
What was your comment, Vincent?
Well, my comment was that was what Mark was just saying. A lot of people are saying, oh, well, it's bad PR for the movement and whatnot. And to that, I would say, you know, I mean, I don't necessarily agree with him 100% on what he's doing, but I think that, you know, I'm not the political type, but I don't think that people being active politically over in New Hampshire is what would stop me from moving there personally. And so I don't think that political types who would be wanting to move to New Hampshire are going to be turned off by Russell either. You know?
I would hope not. And I think you're also dealing with an armchair quarterback situation. And thank you for the call where, you know, people are sitting back and critiquing what the activists are doing here. But what are they actually doing themselves beyond critiquing? More coming up. Free Talk Live.
Did you know that the water you drink every day can be even more beneficial to your health? I'm not talking so-called enriched water, but I'm talking about electrolyzed water. RPA Biotech is an amazing American company that provides unique technology to transform water. Electrolyzed Plus water will alkalinize your water more powerfully than any other single nutraceutical because a body in an alkaline state can't grow pathogens, become allergic, or develop autoimmune disease or vascular degenerative illness. Electrolyzed water is non-toxic, non-corrosive, and environmentally safe for humans and animals. Alkaline water is available as a concentrate to be mixed with good, filtered, purified RO water, but not tap water, microstructured, alkaline, antioxidant water for consumption. Call for your Electrolyzed Plus Alkalinizing Miracle Rejuvenating Water Concentrate or other remarkable RPA Biotech products like Ultimate Fuel Sport Performance Drink at 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871 or go to NutriMedical.com. That's NUTRI with an I, medical.com.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com. What's better than a tiny tiger in your tank? A tornado under your hood. A tornado is an easy-to-install, maintenance-free air twister designed to increase gas mileage. I personally commissioned independent tests to verify results in 6 vehicles, and all of them gained MPG with tornado. With today's gas prices, it makes sense to cage the gas-saving power of a tornado. Visit tornadoair.com or go to Pep Boys, Napa, or AutoZone today.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, and it's your show. You take control even in these remaining moments, so phone lines are kind of loaded, so I don't know if we have time for you. 800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
Vanguard.
And Mark. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com, where all the features are totally free. We do ask that you support the show by going out and voting for us. Head over to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it this month, it's a once-a-month sort of thing that we need you to do. It takes you less than a minute's time. It makes a big difference for us, because the more votes we have, the higher up we are on the rankings of the podcasts. In at podcastalley.com, they've got a top 10. And normally we're number one or number two. We're number one right now?
Yeah,
that's good to know. Right. But it doesn't stay that way, because it's hot competition. We need you to go and vote.
A hair's breadth difference between us and the number two show.
Yeah, just a handful of votes difference right now. So head over to vote.freetalklive.com to register your vote for Free Talk Live. And then when you get a chance, head over to dig.freetalklive.com to help dig the show as well. There's two easy and free ways to help Free Talk Live.
Yeah, Dig's pretty cool. You know, if we got it near the on the first page of Dig, there's a lot.
We're a long way away.
We are a long way away from there, but the more votes, the more digs, the better. And yes, you sort of have to keep your dig alive, though. I mean,
you have to go back and re-dig every 2 weeks.
Yeah,
basically.
That's pretty interesting. It's neat.
Yeah, and it's working for us. I mean, we're number two on the news and politics rankings, which is good. But we're
behind a show that no longer exists.
That's true.
But we're still number two.
But the good news is the show we're behind was Penn Jillette, and
yes,
so it's another libertarian show.
And it's a huge celebrity, too.
It's hard to get too cranky about that.
So 100% of the top two shows on Dig's News and Politics.
But we are on the fifth page of their podcasts in general. Now, there's a lot of tech podcasts in front of us, and it's
right,
a sort of a techie site, but, man, there are a whole bunch of visitors.
So there you go. Vote.freetalklive.com and dig.freetalklive.com. As we go to the phones, to the fun, as I accidentally minimized my window there, let's talk to Chris in Indianapolis. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Chris.
Hi. I have three questions for you guys.
Yes, sir.
For Ian. What are the names and the artist names of the songs that you guys play on the show?
If you want to go to our bulletin board system, I think there's a list on the wiki as well. But if you go to the BBS and you search for Music Beds, then a list will come up. But just there are a few of them: Megadeth, Testament, and Grip Inc. are the three really heavy rotating ones. And then there's some other bands in there, like there's a little Ministry, Pantera. But I think the whole list is on the BBS if you take a look at that. Two more questions. Yes, sir.
Okay. Second one's from Mark. Mark,
yeah.
You don't have to answer this, but why did you go to prison?
I went to prison for second-degree murder. I happened to be around when a friend of mine killed somebody, and I lied to the cops about what occurred, tried to cover for him, and it really made a disaster, and then by the time I was ready to tell the truth, they weren't ready to listen.
Okay. And the third one, I don't want to save much time for this one, but it's for Ian. Ian, what if God does exist?
What if God does exist?
Well,
which God?
Any kind.
Well, I guess it would depend on what kind of God it was, right?
Right. Well, I'm not saying that atheists go to hell or anything, but I always like talking to atheists about religion.
There's different types of different theories about God out there, right? Have to do with there being a supreme being. Some people believe that God is watching at all times and micromanaging everything, and he's always there. Some people believe that God is sort of a hands-off God, where he just sort of created things and then moved on and created some more things somewhere else, and created something. So I guess also the attitude of the God would be important as well. Is it a good God who actually cares about people, or is it an evil God that wants to be worshipped and idolized and that sort of thing, So really, it would all depend on a variety of different factors how I would react to it. If it were revealed that a supreme being had somehow created the human race, then that's pretty cool. If it's revealed that the supreme being wants to be worshipped, then myself as an anti-authoritarian would naturally rebel against that and say, screw you. I don't care if you're God. I'm not worshipping you. And so really, it's just there's a variety of different responses depending on what the God would be. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Thanks for the call.
That's all I got.
Appreciate it. Thank you. 800-259-9231. I'm an atheist. I don't believe in a God. There's no evidence for a God. But if there were a God, I think it would make more sense that the God would go and create something and then go and create something else. I mean, the idea that it's micromanaging everything at all times and is constantly present is just an absurd idea.
Look around the world and I see evidence for God everywhere.
That's fine.
You
can see evidence for God, and it's certainly possible that there are more evolved beings out there in the world. I mean, think about all the things that humans...
I wouldn't deny that. I don't know.
Think about all the things that humans can create. I mean, the things that we can do. We create these computer programs, these simulations where these little pieces of code go in and interact with one another. And, of course, that will become more complex over time. Robots are getting more and more complex. I mean, what happens when... Is it possible for humans to rise to the level of God, at least by some perspective?
And, I love getting into conversations like this, because even though there are obviously not always any answers and you might not find commonalities with people in the end, they still allow you to exercise your thoughts to such a great extent. You look at the questions about creationism versus Darwinism and things like that, or cross-species evolution. And I have had some fantastic conversations with people. This guy, 60 years old, I was working part-time in this bookstore one day, and this guy comes in, and his name's Grover, and he's a triple black belt, amazing guy, always carries, very libertarian / sort of conservative Republican guy. And we start talking about Darwinism and evolution, and I had some thoughts on it, and I said, I'm getting a little skeptical about some of this cross-species evolution stuff. Just logically speaking, he gets into this thing. He says, well, I posed my theory. I said, according to Darwinism, you lose a certain ability if you don't really use it anymore,
Mm-hmm.
And I said, so hence the penguins, they don't fly, they swim.
Right,
so
humans
and so
have
forth.
Muscles for gills on the sides of their necks.
Yeah, that sort of concept. And I said, but, unless it's a net negative according to the theory of evolution and an advantage over the others,
mm-hmm.
why would you lose something? If it's a net zero, you would still retain it. And so he goes, well, Garth, that's a good point, but think about this. He said, if according to evolution, it's a gradual change. I said, yeah. And he said, well, he says, hence we get the theory that birds evolved from dinosaurs, that sort of thing. I said, yeah. And he goes, well, what gives a bird with stubs of a wing any advantage to escape from predators over birds without stubs of a wing. The stubs can't allow it to fly or glide or anything. So if you're getting random mutation, and supposedly evolution, it's gradual random mutation. That was the original concept. That changes from one species into another species. Why would you get any advantage to escape from predators and a relative advantage to survive and reproduce? You wouldn't, unless you had a complete change and you could fly. Or at least glide. And I said, well, that's how they came up with punctuated equilibrium. And he says, exactly. Which is what?
I was like, no, I don't have
another,
any idea.
It's just another excuse for, well, we don't know. Exactly. Yeah. Well, we certainly don't know. I mean, evolution is an interesting theory. It's got some science to back it up. It's certainly got a lot more than the creationists have. There's no doubt about that. But that's not an argument I want to get into. We got more calls.
Yeah.
Let's continue. Let's go to, or discussion rather, let's go to Alex in Florida. You're on Free Talk Live. Hello, Alex.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Great. What's on your mind?
Yeah, well, first I'd like to talk about the intellectual property, and I'd be wary about, like, sort of legitimizing intellectual property on sort of empirical basis, you know, what works best. And I sort of think it should be sort of a approach through, you know, a philosophical background, you know, what is property, is, you know, are thoughts property, et cetera. So even though, you know, without intellectual
property... Your thoughts are property until you tell someone else.
Well, yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying I agree with intellectual property. I'm just saying that we should evaluate it to a philosophical background, not necessarily, you know, are people making profits even if intellectual property didn't exist? I don't think that would back it up properly.
I think I like to try to do both, but I know exactly what you're talking about.
Right. And, okay, as far as the Ron Paul thing, I think I'm going to back him up slightly. And I think he has a very strong connection with the Austrian school, as Gardner does also. I've seen his Mises.org posts. And I think Ron Paul really understands the profitability of, you know, increasing supply of labor and the more people coming over to increase productivity and wealth of the nation. I think he understands that. I think, at least, you know, I don't want to speak for him, but my idea as to what I've heard from him and, you know, through his writings, et cetera, as to why he truly opposes it, it seems to be that he believes that the immigrants are going to set more economy than they do produce wealth, right?
I guess that's what he thinks. I think that he's just, you know...
He's seriously misinformed, based on his little 6 points that we have not been able to fully cover. He's got some beliefs. They're just erroneous, and they're based on misinformation.
Well, yeah, I was just saying, it's not. He's not opposed to immigration because, you know, he's one of these regular Republicans who, you know, hate Mexicans. I hope not. Yeah,
I think you're right about that. He's just misinformed, and he's taking these positions because that's just what he feels like. And obviously, we'll hopefully discuss it with him if we can ever get him on the show. Hey, thanks for the call. We appreciate it. And we're out of time. It's been Ian here with you.
And Gard.
And Mark.
Hopefully, we'll finish the Ron Paul immigration thing maybe tomorrow night and take your calls about whatever you want. This has been Free Talk Live. See you online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. Now for just $3 a month, you can help Free Talk Live reduce the amount of time we spend playing commercials and get some really cool bonuses. Your contribution will help us get the show on more radio stations and MP3 players. For pennies a day, you'll help spread the message of liberty around the world. For more information, visit amp.freetalklive.com. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier today for just $3 a month at amp.freetalklive.com.
Are your Federal Reserve notes looking for a safe haven? Mine found it in precious metals. Not paper promises, but actual gold in my possession. It is liquid, it is private, it owes no one, it cannot go bankrupt, and it maintains its purchasing power. Find your answer at Midas Resources. That's 1-800-686-2237. The answer is at 1-800-686-2237.